I'd like to begin my sermon by welcoming all the college students who are incoming freshmen, transfer students, or first-year graduate students.
首先我要欢迎这边的所有的新生，无论你是转学过来的，或是你是研究生第一年。
If that describes you, please stand up so that we can recognize you.
所以你是，如果你是今年新生的话，请你站起来，让我们可以认识你。
So first of all, I want to thank you for showing up here today.
首先我要感谢你们今天可以过来。
I realize that at the beginning of the year, you have a very busy schedule, and so it's encouraging for all of us to see that you're here and that you're making it a priority to worship God with your brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们知道在学期开始你一定特别忙碌，但是我们也很开心看到你选择来到这边做主日敬拜胜过于其他的事情，这对我们来说也是很大的鼓励。
And secondly, I want to tell the rest of us who are not new students to look around and see who the new students are and make it a point to introduce yourself to one of them so that you can get to know them a little bit and pray for them throughout the rest of this next week.
为我们当中不是新生的人说，请你看一看谁，看你等一下结束以后你要和谁打招呼，你要可以更多了解这个人，也在接下来这一周可以为他们祷告。
So if you're a new student here today, I've got some good news and some bad news for you.
如果你是一个新生，我这边有一些好消息和坏消息要告诉你。
The good news is that Ithaca offers a plethora of exciting opportunities for growth and enjoyment.
好消息是 Ithaca 提供了很多很棒的一个成长的机会，也是很令人兴奋的。
You have landed on one of the most beautiful places on this planet.
所以你现在已经在一个世界上最美丽的地方之一。
As you are going to see on bumper stickers and hear people say Ithaca is gorgeous.
所以正如你会看到这个贴纸上面说，英文上说 Ithaca 是峡谷，但其实同音说 Ithaca 是很美丽的。
So make sure that you take advantage of all the opportunities to go on hikes and go to parks and trails while you're here in Ithaca.
所以请你确保你有时间可以好好享受这边美丽的公园还有步道。
I find it amazing that many Cornell students have never even hiked down Cascadilla Gorge Trail, even though it's only a few feet from their trek from Cornell University to College Town.
我很惊讶有一些学生竟然从来没有去过这个瀑布，但这个其实就在大学城那边只有几公尺而已就可以走下去。
But Ithaca not only offers the beauty of nature, but the local colleges also have a lot to offer.
但 Ithaca 它不只是有很美丽的这个风景，它同时这边的大学也提供了非常多非常棒的课程。
The local colleges offer brilliant professors who help you to think well.
所以这边的大学这边有很好的教授，他也可以帮助你可以有很多启发性的思想。
And not to mention that you will be qualified to have a meaningful job and make a lot of money after you're out of college.
而且当然在你毕业之后你也会有一份很好的工作还有很好的收入。
Colleges also offer high quality concerts, plays, and sporting events.
这个学校它同时也有非常高品质的音乐会、戏剧还有体育比赛。
And one of the best things about your college experience is that you're going to make some good friends. These are going to be people that you're going to have really deep conversations with and a lot of great times of hilarity.
那最重要的是在大学期间你会交到许多很好的朋友，你也会可能是有能够经历你人生中最快乐的一段日子。
But most importantly, Ithaca offers exciting times to grow spiritually.
但是还有很重要的是在这边你也有机会可以在属灵上得到很多的成长。
You can choose from a variety of quality campus ministries and churches and to commit to.
这边也学校也有提供非常好的校园事工，你在那边也可以多多的去参加。
These are communities where you can explore the answers to the questions that you have about God and about the purpose of life.
在这里你可以探索关于上帝的一些信息，也可以包括你生命的意义的这些问题。
You'll have opportunities to hear from some of the best speakers in the world.
你有机会能够听到来自世界各地的讲员的信息。
You'll not only be given opportunities to serve in your local church and campus ministry.
你也会有机会可以在地方的教会来服事。
You also have opportunities to go on mission trips to exotic places and impact people with the message of the gospel.
你甚至有机会可以去参加海外的宣教，去短宣，可以将福音的信息传给更多的人。
So the good news is that there will be a lot of fun and meaningful and beautiful days ahead of you.
所以呢，好消息是将有很多的有趣的、有意义的、很美好的日子在等着你。
The bad news is that there will also be dark nights of disappointment in your life.
但是坏消息是，也可能会有许多的失望，还有许多的黑暗的感觉在等着你。
I can almost guarantee you that sooner or later that you are going to be disappointed with somebody or you're going to be disappointed with something.
我可以向你保证，迟早你会对某个人或某件事情感到非常的失望。
For a realistic example of a disappointing experience that you may have in college, let me read you a posting in a blog of a Cornell Christian student named Zoe Chan.
那我举一个例子，就是在大学生活当中非常失望的一个例子。这个是我们一个学生，他叫 Zoe Chan， 他在一个部落格上面发的一个帖子。
The title of her blog is "How the Other Half of the Curve Lives."
这个他的标题叫做“另一半的人是如何的生活”。
And with Zoe's permission, I will read her post.
所以当经过他的同意之后，我会读他的一段帖子。
I won't have time to read the entire posting, but if you have time to read the rest of the posting because it's very insightful.
如果你有兴趣的话，你可以读它整篇，但是我这边没有时间可以帮你读整篇。
But please wait until after the worship service to get on.
但是请你在聚会结束以后再看剩下的。
Okay. In college, there are three possible outcomes when taking an exam or prelim, as Cornell calls it.
在大学里面参加考试，可能有三种可能的结果。
These possible outcomes follow the normal distribution or the curve, where you can get the mean, score above it, or score below it.
这些结果通常都是一个常态分布，所以就像一个曲线，所以你可能得到平均值，或是比它高，或比它低。
Many students have heard the phrase, "Just get the mean, and you'll be all right."
所以很多同学都听过，只要你能够考到平均的话，那你就没事了。
This implies that as long as you reside on the right half of the curve, you'll be all right.
所以这也就是说，你如果在这个曲线的右边的话，你就很好了，就没事了。
But I'm not here to tell you what life is on that side.
但是我不是要告诉你在那边的事情。
If you think of the mean like a mountain, the sun shines on the right, leaving the other side of the mountain cold and desolate.
所以你想想看，如果这个曲线像一座山一样，这个太阳都照在右边，那这个在左边的就是非常的阴暗又冷的那一面。
I'm here to tell you the experiences of being in that shadow.
那我是要告诉你，在当你在左边的时候，在这阴暗里面的这种感觉。
I fall consistently on the left side of that curve.
我几乎都是常常在这个曲线的左边的那个学生。
The part people look at and say, "Thank God I wasn't that person," or at least it wasn't as bad as this.
是那种很多人看了就会说感谢神我不像他这么差，或是说至少我不是这个，还好我不是这个人。
The side where getting C's and B's is normal.
所以在那边拿到 C 啊 B 这个是很平常的事情。
The one who don't speak up, who only give vague shrugs of how badly they did.
所以那些也不多说什么，只是对这个不好的成绩就耸耸肩的这样的人。
Because let's be honest, no one wants to rejoice in living in the other half.
因为老实说，没有人会愿意就是过在拿这么好不好的成绩，但却还是很开心。
At one point, getting a C plus on an exam is no longer a surprise.
但是到这个地步，你如果考试拿到 C， 也不是很意外的事情。
It becomes a norm.
这就变成一个常态。
But just like the left side of the curve, we hide among those who do well.Using their brightness to hide our failure and imperfectness in the shadows.
但是在这个考得不好成绩呢，我们就躲着那些考得好的人，用他们的亮度来掩饰我们的阴暗，还有我们的失败。
I wasn't always a resident of the left side.
但我不是总是都是在左边的。
I was an A student at my high school.
在我高中的时候，我几乎都是拿 A 的。
I had a 4.0 GPA.
我的 GPA 是 4.0。
I was the only student in my grade to attend an Ivy League school.
我是唯一一个可以有我的成绩可以进入这个常春藤名校的学生。
I thought I was set getting into a prestigious college.
但是我想我是被陷害进入一个好的大学。
A college that my parents were proud of, a college that was top 10 in engineering.
这个让我父母感到很骄傲，而且在工程学校排名前十的大学。
I knew Cornell would be hard, but I didn't realize how hard it would be on me physically, mentally, and emotionally.
我知道康奈莱尔是很难念的，但是我并没有意识到这像是对我身体上、还有心理上、情感上都这么困难。
In college, I got a grade below 60 for the first time, and definitely not the last.
在大学里，我第一次拿到了低于60分的成绩，但也不是最后一次。
I had to drop a class for the first time because there was no way I could pass it.
我必须要把这门课退掉，因为我知道我不可能通过这门课。
And I had to change my major, my dream of at least 8 years to something I'm still not sure I want to do, simply because I didn't want to grad, because if I didn't, I wouldn't graduate on time or not at all.
我也不得不改变我的专业，那是我本来梦想八年以上的目标，换到一个我不确定我是不是想要做的一个专业，因为我如果不换专业的话，我可能就不能按时毕业，或是我就毕不了业。
So what does it feel like to be a subpar student at a prestigious university?
所以在一个有名的大学里面做一个很差的学生的感觉怎么样？
Doesn't feel good.
这感觉很不好。
It's one thing to say that I got a bad grade because I didn't study.
如果说我拿了低分是因为我没有好好念书，那也就算了。
It's another to say that I studied nights and tried really hard to do my best.
但是如果我每天努力学习，就用了洪荒之力。
But when your best is a C plus, do your efforts really matter?
但是结果你却拿到一个 C 的话，那你的努力，你的洪荒之力真的重要吗？
Is squandering my parents' money away really the best thing that I can do?
我所最会做的事情，难道就只是挥霍我父母的钱吗？
So this is just one type of disappointing experience that you could experience while you're in college.
这可能是你在大学上经历的其中一个失望的感受。
But there's a whole plethora of disappointments that you could experience while you're in college.
其他还有太多太多失望的经历让你可以体验。
It could be getting stuck with a roommate who never does his fair share of washing the dishes.
可能是你的室友从来他都不主动做家务，也不洗碗。
It might be that all your good friends have found a boyfriend or girlfriend, and you're staying home all alone on Saturday nights.
可能是你所有的好朋友都找到男朋友或女朋友，但你自己在礼拜六晚上就一个人在家里。
It might be that you pour all your heart and soul into preparing a Bible study for your Bible study group, and only one person shows up.
也可能是你很精心的准备你的查经，但却只有一个人来。
Might be that you get to your senior year and you decided that you chose the wrong major, and now you're doomed to a career that you will despise for the rest of your life.
那可能是你已经大四了，你才发现你选错了专业，那到时候你就要鄙视你的这个职业生涯。
So the question is not if you are going to be disappointed, instead.The question is, how are you going to respond when you are disappointed?
所以问题不是你会不会感到失望，而是你要如何去回应这个失望的感觉。
And though the bad news is that sooner or later you're going to be haunted with disappointment, the good news is that if you respond to your disappointments in the right way, your disappointments can turn into blessings in disguise.
虽然说坏消息是你迟早会经历很多的失望，但好消息是如果你用正确的方式来回应你的失望的话，你的失望会变成一个伪装的祝福。
So the question we need to ask ourselves is how should we respond to the disappointments in our lives so that they will become blessings in disguise?
所以我们要问我们自己的问题是，你要如何回应这个失望感，让他们化妆成能够化成一个伪装的祝福。
We can discover the answer to that question by taking a look at the book of Philippians to discover how the Apostle Paul handled the disappointments in his life.
我们可以从腓立比书当中看看这个问题的答案，看使徒保罗他如何处理他的失望感。
You see, the Apostle Paul had an unfair share of disappointments in his life.
你看，很不公平的，使徒保罗他在生命中经历了非常多失望的事情。
You see, he had dedicated his life to spread the good news of Jesus Christ dying on the cross for the sins of all mankind.
你看他一生都致力于传扬有关于耶稣在十字架为罪人死这样子的好消息。
He deserved to retire to a life of ease.
他是不是应该在退休之后可以享受非常安逸的生活？
But instead, he was living in house arrest because he was convicted of a crime that he did not do.
但是他却被囚禁在一个屋子里面，还给他一个罪名是他根本没有犯过的罪。
Most of his friends had abandoned him.
他大部分的朋友都已经离弃他。
Most of the churches were no longer supporting him financially.
很多的教会都不在经济上支持他。
And he's struggling with his health.
他的身体健康也有了很大的问题。
So how did the Apostle Paul respond to the disappointments in his life?
所以使徒保罗他怎样回应他在生命中的这些失望？
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4:13 to find out.
所以让我们看一下《腓立比书》第四章第十三节。
Paul writes, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me."
保罗说，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
If you've been a Christian for a while, you've probably heard this verse before.
如果你是基督徒一段时间的，你可能听过这个经文。
But what does this verse mean?
但这节经文真正的意思是什么呢
？On November 9, 1996.Evander Holyfield challenged Mike Tyson for the World Boxing Championship.
在1996年11月9号，这个 Evander Holyfield 这个人，他挑战当时的世界拳王泰森。
Holyfield entered the ring with Philippians 4:13 embroidered on his shorts.
所以当他进到这个场上的时候，他把《腓立比书》第四章十三节绣在他的短裤上。
Seems as if Holyfield put this reference on his shorts because he believed that if he claimed the promise in this verse, he would beat the tar out of Michael Tyson through Christ who strengthened him.
就好像他觉得他如果在他的短裤上用的这个经文，他就可以得到这个应许，可以靠着耶稣基督的力量来彻底的打败泰森。
In fact, in an interview, Holyfield said, "With God on your side, the things you choose to do."You can do.
所以当记者访问他的时候，他说：“当上帝站在你这边的时候，你想要做任何事情，你都可以做。”
Holyfield's interpretation of Philippians 4:13 seems like a blank check that whatever you wish will come true if you pursue your dream through Christ who strengthens you.
所以 Holyfield 这个人，他对于四章十三节的解释，好像是说你手上有一张空白支票，当耶稣基督给你力量的时候，你就可以美梦成真。
This seems to align with mega church pastor Joel Osteen's commentary on this verse, in which he wrote the following.
这就好像是另外一个牧师Joel Osteen 他在一个教会里面讲到的时候，他有同样的看法。
Most people tend to magnify their limitations.
这个牧师这样说，他说大多数人都把他们的局限性都夸大了。
They focus on their shortcomings.
他们都只看他们自己不足的地方。
But Scripture makes it plain, all things are possible to those who believe.
但圣经上讲得很明白，只要你相信，一切都是有可能的。
That's right.
那就对了。
It's possible to see your dreams fulfilled.
所以是有可能看到你的梦想成真的。
It's possible to overcome that obstacle.
你也是有可能去克服这个障碍的。
It's possible to climb new heights.
有可能去攀登一个新的高峰。
It's possible to embrace your destiny.
你有可能去接受你命运的结果。
You may not know how it will all take place.
你可能不知道它将怎么发生。
You may not have a plan.
你可能没有一个计划。
But all you have to know is that if God says you can, you can.
但是你要知道，如果上帝说你可以，那你就可以。他在模仿他的语气。
So Osteen seems to be saying.To the university student, that if she claims the promise in Philippians 14, she can become a straight A student.
所以 Austin 他似乎在对大学生说，如果你相信腓立比书第四章十三节的应许，那你就可以成为一个很优秀的学生。
Or she can marry her dream guy.
或者是她就可以嫁给她梦中情人。
Or she can be cured of her stage 4 cancer.
或者是她可以从她第四期的癌症康复。
And the promise seems to have worked for Holyfield because on the day he wore his Philippians 4:13 shorts, he defeated Tyson in 11th round technical knockout.
对，这似乎对于 Holyfield 这个人也是很有效，因为他当天当他穿着这个短裤的时候，他可以在第11回合终于击倒泰森。
The only problem is that about 3 years later, Holyfield wore the same Philippians 4:13 shorts to his Lennox Lewis fight, but this time Holyfield lost.
但是唯一的问题是，大约三年后，他穿着同一件短裤，然后和他的对手 Lennox Lewis 对打，但这一次呢，他输了。
So what was the problem?
所以究竟问题是什么呢?
Did Christ fulfill his promise to Evander Holyfield by strengthening him to defeat Tyson and then neglect to fulfill his promise when he fought Lennox Lewis?
所以问题是什么呢? 难道耶稣基督他实现了他的应许让 Holyfield 可以击败泰森但是他却没有实现他的应许在他下一个这个拳击比赛的时候吗?
Or was it because Holyfield lacked enough faith in Christ's strength that caused him to lose to Lewis?
还是因为 Holyfield 他缺乏了对耶稣基督的信心，所以后来他就输了呢?
And what would have happened if Evander Holyfield would have boxed another Christian who was also claiming the promise of Philippians 4:13?
那如果他穿着这个短裤跟另外一个基督徒，他也是就是有这样的经文在他身上，那这结果会怎么样呢?
It's a question disappointed Christians need to ask themselves too.
对，这是一个许多的失望的基督徒，他们也需要问他们自己的一个问题。
What happens when they claim Christ's strength, but they still can't find their phone?
所以，当他们声称靠着耶稣基督的力量，但他们仍然找不到他们的手机。
Or they still are put on academic probation.
或者是他们仍然被学校认为要留校查看。
Or their ministry's attendance still dramatically drops.
或者是他们的事工的出席率仍然是一直下降。
Did Christ fail to strengthen them?
是因为耶稣他没有办法给他们力量吗？
Or did they fail to have enough faith in Christ's strength?
还是因为他们没有足够的信心来相信耶稣基督的力量呢？
Or is there a third possibility?
还是其实有第三种可能？
Is it possible that Holyfield and Olsteen are misinterpreting Philippians 4:13 and that Christ never promised to strengthen them to have their every wish fulfilled.
还是其实 Holyfield 跟 Austin 他们都曲解了这个经文的意思。耶稣基督从来没有应许要给他们力量，让他们每一个愿望都成真。
We can find the answer by taking a look at the context of Philippians 4:13.
我们可以从腓立比书第四章十三节的上下文来看答案。
As the saying goes, a text without a context is only pretext.
俗话说没有上下文的句子只是一个推脱之词。
So let's take a look at the context of this verse by reading Philippians 4:11 and 12 along with verse 13.
所以让我们看看看上下文再来读这个腓立比书第四章十一到十三节。
So because of lack of time, Iru will read it in Mandarin and those of us who can only read English can look on it on the screen.
我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这事我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随是随在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
By reading verses 11 and 12 along with verse 13, we can see that Paul is not saying that Christians have a blank check in which they can wish whatever they want and that Christ is obligated to strengthen them to make their wish come true.
所以当我们看到11、12节我们就可以看到保罗不是说基督徒有一个空白支票让他们可以求任何他们想要的。
That were the case whenever the Apostle Paul was living in poverty, he could justRely on Christ's strength, and he would all of a sudden be wealthy.
如果是这样子的话，那每当保罗饿了，他就靠着耶稣的力量，他就可以吃饱了。
But that doesn't seem to be the case for the Apostle Paul, because he wrote Philippians while he was living in jail and while he was living in poverty.
但似乎使徒保罗不是这样子的，因为当他写这封信的时候，他其实是在住在监牢里面，他是又贫穷又饥饿的。
So what do these verses mean?
所以这个经文的意思是什么呢?
Instead of saying that Paul would never live in hunger or poverty, these verses indicate that Paul had learned the secret to be content in the midst of hunger and poverty.
所以其实这个经文是说保罗他知道当他处在贫穷和饥饿的时候他仍然可以知足。
But how in the world could the Apostle Paul be content in these circumstances when the natural response to hunger and poverty is bitterness or envy or discontent?
所以当这个世界对于饥饿和贫困的自然反应都是感到非常的苦涩和不满，保罗为什么可以得到这个秘诀，让他可以知足？
The answer can be found in verse 13.
答案在第十三节里面。
The Apostle Paul was able to be content even in the worst of conditions because Christ was giving him the strength to be content.
他能够知足是因为耶稣基督已经给他力量，让他可以在恶劣的条件之下还可以这么做。
Tim Tebow is considered to be one of the greatest quarterbacks in college football history.
Tim Tebow 这个人他被认为是大学足球史上最伟大的四分卫之一。
In 2007, he won the Heisman Award for the best college football player in the United States.
在2007年，他得了一个奖，是颁给美国最佳大学足球员。
But he experienced a lot of But he experienced a lot of adversity when he got into professional football.
所以当他进入职业足球生涯以后，他遇到了非常多的困难。
Instead of winning championships, he got fired from his jobs.
所以在除了得冠军以外，他也被解雇。
In the following video clip, Tim Tebow tells Kurt Warner that one of his favorite verses in the Bible is Philippians 14, and then he explains what that verse means.
所以接下来在这个影片Tim Tebow 告诉这个主持人，圣经中他最喜爱的经文之一就是腓立比书第四章十三节。那他也解释这是什么意思。
I apologize ahead of time for the quality of the video clip, but I think that Mr. Tebow provides a good understanding of this verse.
对不起，这个影片的画质并不是很好，但是他说的话是很有内容的。
I appreciate you.
Thanks for
your
favorite
Bible verse.
That's
a little bit of a lot of money.
I didn't
want
to set this up tomorrow, and I would love to use one of your favorite Bible verses as kind of a way of Philippians 13.
Yeah, and that's one that's huge. John 3:16 is huge for me as well.
Okay.
Because just like that's what that's
meant
to be, how all the things going on and how you continue to face it.
I'd say the biggest thing with Philippians 4:13 is so many people, pastors included, they believe that verse means I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do a lot of things. Well, I believe that really means in the context of it is I can do all things, meaning I can handle all things. Whatever position God's put me in, maybe it's poverty, maybe it's a sickness, my kid's sick. Is God's going to give me the strength to handle that?
Yeah.
So I think it's more talking about handling adversity than actually handling praise or accomplishing much.
Yeah.
It's talking about, you know, I can do all things, meaning all negative things, I can handle them all because of Christ.
Yeah.
You know?
And I look at it both ways too, is that I think there's times when things are great.
Absolutely.
That I can handle that as well as when things aren't great.
That's it. So Philippians 4:13 is not teaching that we can have all things. Instead, it's teaching that we can handle all things.
所以腓立比书第四章十三节不是告诉我们你可以拥有所有的东西，而是告诉你你可以承受，你可以处理所有的东西。
Philippians 4:13, one of the most classic, most quoted verses in all of Christianity, and kind of an even.
So in other words, Christ gives the college graduate the ability to handle the disappointments of not finding a job, even though it's been several months since he graduated.
所以说耶稣基督给大学毕业生来承受这个失望，在他没有找到工作的时候。
And Christ gives the parents the ability to handle the disappointment that their child drops out of church during his college years, even though they did their best to train him to love Jesus.
耶稣基督给父母们能力来承受这个他们孩子在上大学以后不肯踏进教会的失望，即使他们从小就培养他要爱主。
Why are these Christians able to handle their disappointment?
为什么基督徒可以来承受这样的失望呢？
It's because, as the Apostle Paul writes in Philippians 4:12, they have learned the secret of being content.
为什么基督徒能够处理这样的失望呢？就像使徒保罗在腓立比书4:12说到，他已经学会了知足的秘诀。
So the first way we should respond to our disappointments is by being content.
所以我们回应失望的第一种方式是知足。
But how can you be content when you land on the left side of the academic curve?
但是当我们落在这个常态分布的左边的时候，我们要如何才能够知足呢？
Or when it takes you longer to finish your PhD than you thought it would take.
或是当你花了比你想象中还要久的时间来完成你的博士学位。
The Apostle Paul says it does not come naturally.
使徒保罗说这不是自然而然就可以做到的。
Instead, he says it's something you have to learn.
因为他说你要学会去知足。
So what is the secret of being content in the midst of disappointing circumstances?
所以在令人失望的处境下，保罗他知足的秘诀是什么？
You will read the answer in Philippians chapter 3 verse 1.
我念中文，腓立比书3:1，弟兄们，我还有话说，你们要靠主喜乐。我再把这话写给你们，与我并不为难，与你们却是妥当。
I believe that the secret of being content is to rejoice in the Lord.
我相信知足的秘诀是要在主里喜乐。
To rejoice in the Lord means that you find your joy in who the Lord is and what He has done for you.
在主里喜乐这个意味着你要认识神，也明白他所为你做的而感到喜乐。
The word content means to believe that you have enough.
这个知足这个字意思是当你相信你已经有足够的。
So when you rejoice in the Lord, you are indicating that you don't need any other accomplishment or any other person or any other circumstance in order for you to be joyful.
当你在主里喜乐，意味着你不需要任何其他的成就、任何其他人或任何其他的情况来让你感到喜乐。
And the Apostle Paul says that rejoicing in the Lord is a safeguard.
保罗说在主里喜乐是一种 很稳当的感觉。
That's because rejoicing in the Lord protects you from falling under into the cliff of discontentment and misery and resentment and envy and bitterness.
这是因为在主里喜乐能够保护你不要去掉到那种失望和痛苦的悬崖里面。
You see, rejoicing in the Lord means that nothing can steal your joy.
在主里喜乐也代表说没有任何其他的东西可以夺走我们的喜乐。
So does that mean that a Christian won't be heartbroken when his girlfriend breaks up with him?
所以这是说，当一个好的基督徒，当他心爱的女生跟他分手的时候，他不会感到心碎吗？
Does that mean that a good Christian will never struggle with clinical depression?
还是说一个好的基督徒绝对不会有抑郁症的问题？
Good Christians can be heartbroken and clinically depressed.But in spite of these emotions, there can still be this deep, abiding joy because they are grateful for who the Lord is and what the Lord has done for them.
基督徒当然也是会伤心，也是会沮丧，但是在这些情绪当中，仍然有一个很深刻的、很持久的喜乐，是因为认识神而感到喜乐。
But does that mean being content?That we don't try to make any changes in our situation.
那是不是说知足是要我们不要试着去改变我们的现况？
Ira will read the Apostle Paul from the Apostle Paul's example in Philippians 3 verses 10-13.
这个可以在腓立比书3:10-14，保罗说到使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力前面的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
So the Apostle Paul was content.He was not complacent.
虽然使徒保罗是知足的，但是他并没有沾沾自喜。
Because he knew that if he were going to wholeheartedly rejoice in the Lord, that he would need to strain toward the goal of knowing the Lord, experiencing the power of His resurrection, and participating in His suffering.
因为他知道，如果他能够在主里完全的喜乐，他要竭力追求认识主，晓得他复活的大能也和他一同受苦。
He knew that he had to give it his best effort.
所以他是把他的最好的那个努力呈现出来。
In the same way, when we're experiencing the disappointments in our lives, we should remain content, but we should never become complacent.
所以当我们在面对我们生活中的失望和困难的时候，我们要知足，但是也不要自满。
And in particular, we should never become complacent about our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
特别是我们也不应该自满于我们和神的关系。
College is a great time where you can grow by leaps and bounds in your relationship to the Lord.
大学生涯是最好的机会，让你可以和主的关系更进一步。
So I encourage you to do everything that you can so that you will be much closer to the Lord when you graduate from college than where you are right now as you enter into college.
所以我鼓励你尽一切所能的来追求认识神，当你毕业的时候能够比你现在更加的亲近主。
I encourage you to pursue the Apostle Paul's passion of knowing the Lord, the power of his resurrection, and participating in his suffering.
我鼓励你像使徒保罗一样竭力追求认识主，经历他复活的大能，并且和他一同受苦。
And I believe that there are at least three spiritual disciplines that are extremely important for you to do this.
我相信有三个极为重要的属灵的操练可以帮你做到。
First of all, it's very important to read the Bible and pray every single day.
所以首先每天读经和祷告是非常重要的。
If you have not had that spiritual discipline while you were in high school, it's time to grow up and start doing it today.
如果你在高中的时候还没有这样子的操练，那现在是很好的时机让你来做这件事。
Secondly, it's important to get involved in a local church community.
那第二，积极参与当地的积极参与教会，还有小组的社团也是很重要的。
And it's not enough just to go to the worship service to listen to the preacher preach.
如果你只是参加聚会听牧师讲道，这样是不够的。
If you do, it's likely that you'll become merely a face in the crowd, and nobody will help you in your quest to rejoice in the Lord.
因为如果这样做，你只是在一大群人当中的其中一个，也没有人能够帮助你和你一同追求在主里的喜乐。
Instead, it's important to get involved in a small discipleship group where people can detect whether anything has stolen your joy in such a manner that you are no longer experiencing it. And they can also detect whether any idol has replaced your joy in that you are finding your greatest satisfaction in that rather than in your relationship with the Lord.
所以说参加小组和门徒训练是非常重要，因为大家可以注意到你是不是有什么东西偷走你本来的喜乐，或是有什么其他的偶像来取代了神，取代你本来应该有的喜乐。
And so I encourage you to make it a point to attend your church's worship service and their discipleship groups every single week, even if you have like 5 prelim tests the next day.
所以我鼓励你可以参加教会的崇拜，还有小组和门徒训练，把这个作为你的目标，是即使是你隔天就要期中考。
But there's another important spiritual discipline which you should not allow yourself to become complacent.
还有另外一个属灵的操练，让你不要变得自满。
And that spiritual discipline is found in Colossians 3:23.
那是在哥罗西书第三章第二十三节说到，无论做什么都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
Another way that we should rejoice in the Lord is that we should do all of our works as acts of worship to the Lord.
所以我们在主里喜乐的另外一种方法是，无论当我们做工作的时候，要像是为主做的。
As students, your work today, your job for the next few years is to study for the glory of God.
所以作为一个学生，你现在你最重要的工作就是学习，你就是为主学习。
So don't put a half-hearted effort into studying.
所以不要在学习的工作上三心二意。
Instead, work at it with all your heart.
相反的，你要全心全意的来做你学习的工作。
And it's okay if you get worse grades than you did in high school, as long as you put in your best effort.
所以，如果你拿到了比你高中的时候还要差的成绩没有关系的，只要你是尽了你最大的努力。
You see, you don't have to be the best.
你不用每次都是那最好的那一个。
But you do have to do your best.
但是你需要尽你最大的努力。
God is more pleased with a student on the left side of the curve who is faithfully studying and doing it for the glory of God than he is with a student on the right side of the curve getting straight A's but seeking his own glory and wasting countless hours playing video games rather than putting his best effort into his studies.
上帝更喜悦那些虽然在左边的学生，但是他们是为了他的荣耀，他们认真的学习，而不是荣耀自己。但是胜过于上帝喜欢那些右边在那个曲线右边的学生，他们虽然拿了好成绩，但是他们却没有全心全意的在学习上努力。
If you are a new student here today,
如果你是新生
，I hope that your days in college are filled with laughter, love, and learning.
我希望你在大学的日子是充满了欢笑、爱和学习。
But I also hope that there are enough disappointments in your life so that you will learn the secret of contentment and that you will learn not to be complacent in pursuing after the Lord.
但我也希望你有足够的失望，可以让你学习这个怎样在失望当中可以知足的这个秘诀。
Because if you learn these two important lessons, you will also learn to rejoice in the Lord instead of any pale substitute idol.
对，当你学会了这个知足的秘诀，你也就知道怎样在主里面喜乐，就不用去靠那些虚幻的偶像。
Whether it's rejoicing in academic success, rejoicing in fame, rejoicing in riches.
所以不论是这些其他的开心，不论是学业上的或是名声上的，这些都不能取代这样的喜乐。
If the disappointments in your life can inspire you to truthfully sing, I'd rather have Jesus than anything, then the disappointments in your life will become blessings in disguise.
所以当你可以发现这一些失望的事情，其实让你重新的可以经历神的喜乐，那你就会发现这些失望其实只是伪装的祝福。
So let's all stand up together as we're going to sing I'd Rather Have Jesus.
我们一起唱这首诗歌，我宁愿有耶稣。 Be seated.